Greg Olsen's time in Carolina is over. Sammy Watkins might sit out next season, and Ryan Fitzpatrick will suit up for another year. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Gary Gramling, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Friday, January 31st. Veteran tight end Greg Olsen and the Carolina Panthers have mutually agreed to part ways after 9 seasons, the team announced Thursday. The 3-time Pro Bowl selection has played 13 NFL seasons and says he's still interested in playing in the NFL, said Olsen. Today, I had the opportunity to sit down with General Manager Marty Herney and have a great conversation regarding my future with the organization. The team and I are both on the same page that it's best we go in different directions for now. Olsen ranks 5th all-time among tight ends in both catches and yards, and according to his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, is planning to communicate with teams following the Super Bowl about continuing his playing career. Chiefs wide receiver Sammy Watkins suggested he may sit out next season when asked about his options when renegotiating his contract during the offseason. Said Watkins, "If it suits me and my family and meets my needs, for sure. But I'm really in a different space right now. I don't know what I'm going to do. If we win it, I might chill out. I might sit out a year. You just never know." The 26-year-old Watkins caught 52 passes for 673 yards and 3 touchdowns this season and has a 2-year total of 92 catches for 1,192 yards and 6 scores with the Chiefs. He signed a $48 million free agent contract with the Chiefs in March 2018. His average yearly salary of $16 million ranks as the 9th highest in the league among wide receivers. Dolphins quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick has decided to return for his 16th NFL season after briefly considering retirement. Dolphins general manager Chris Greer told reporters last week at the Senior Bowl that he fully expects Fitzpatrick to be playing for the Dolphins in 2020. Said Fitzpatrick, "To finish 5-4 like we did over the last 9 games was an amazing testament to the guys we had in the locker room and Brian Flores as a head coach playing aggressive and keeping us together." The Dolphins appeared to be on their way to a winless season, but finished with a 5-11 record thanks in part to Fitzpatrick's 20 touchdown passes and team-leading 243 rushing yards. That's the MMQB News for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.